Testing. Testing.
First order of business will be attendance. Today attendance will be read off by Co-President Navarano. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. What's your favorite thing you've done this J-term? Next order of business is approving the minutes from the December 11th meeting of fall semester. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies with the minutes? Seeing none. On to community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none. We have no letters. Old business. First matter of business of old business will be parliamentary procedure.
So this is if any one of the senators decides that they don't want their decision on the vote, maybe to be heard or not heard, or if they want to take a vote by ballot, a vote by ballot because it's something different. But that can be done, just so you know. Majority vote not by ballot. So, yeah. I wanted to do something pretty easy and pretty fun. This is so fun.
Had to keep a little baggie torn up paper because it took me so long the first time that I had prepared torn up paper to pass out to every person for the ballot. So, and yeah, it is done by paper, and you write yes or no on the ballot, or yes or no, or abstain, and then they're counted by. On the Board of Trustees meeting. I was unable to go because of shadowing a doctor in the OR up in the cities. So Co-President Indabirano went, and he will give the update on how the meeting went. Are there any questions for Co-President Indabirano? Senator Young? Further questions? Questions? Seeing none, we move into new business. Is there any orders of new business? Orders of new business? Senator Wicklund?
I would just like to have a
the family wants at this time for their bereavement. There are programs here on campus that are available, especially in times when students who attend school do pass away. The counseling center, I think, tends to add on extra appointments for people who might feel especially who might be bereaved at their loss. And so the counseling center is open to students. I know that there's a lot of resources that Jonas mentioned in her email.
in my 4 years that we've had this specific circumstance occur, where we've received an email about it, at least in my memory, so I don't know for sure if Senate has done anything to pass it. I can't remember exactly. I yield.
If we want to shy away from the emails, figuring out if there's another thing that Senate could do, as far as being there for students or being a voice for students, it's definitely something that we could look into because we formally charged to us to be a discussion with the village and ask about all of it. Senator Wicklund, can you look through parts of the self-confidence for what we're going to be saying, and more broadly, when the situation is going to occur in the future, if there's some way for us to do that as well? The second goes to Senator Young. Discussion on the charge, for us, still Senator Wicklund.
Once again, I just feel this is important because we are a state senate, we're representatives of the state body, and we should be involved in the conversation. discussion on the charge? With that, we move to a vote. All those in favor of the charge, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So charged. We move back into the discussion. Is there further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none. Back into new business. Is there any further new business? Other new business? Senator Larson? Could you clarify what you mean by the turn the lights off and turn the water
yeah,
off?
So, like in the campground, there's little laminated reminders that say, mm-hmm. oh, turn the water off, or the community. And then there's one by electricity that say, just remind the water off.
Okay. And then if you would like this to be a charge to health and housing, we have you say the language of, I would like to charge health and housing to do this, and then with that, I need a second. So if you would like to. Is there a second on the motion? Second? Second goes to Senator Father. We move to discussion of the charge. The floor is still yours, Senator Larson. Senator Concepcion? Senator Wicklund?
Yeah, I'd like to echo that sentiment. It might be good hall counselor area coordinator for both like the signage and the picture cost to get from them, so I'd like to encourage that part of the charge to maybe be removed for now and to use that avenue, but I definitely would really like to start with the
Further discussion? Senator Larson? So a motion to amend the charge to be only about looking into compost bins. Is there a second on the amendment? Second goes to Senator Shugel. Discussion on the amendment. The floor is still yours, Senator Larson. Discussion
on the amendment. Senator Concepcion?
Can you extend it to only you right now for compost and all of us?
Further discussion on the amendment? Discussion on the amendment? Discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of amending the charge, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? The charge has been amended. All right, back into charging health and housing with the newly amended charge for looking into compost bins throughout Gustavus. Is there a discussion? I think we're on Senator Wickman.
I think what the Senator was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Larson?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, that we actually have to go to the building of the building for the storm. I think that the compost in the building for that reason.
Senator Wicklund? So then, seeing as we're back in the original charge, is there further discussion on the charge? Further discussion. Myself, one thing to note, as far as the compost bin, there probably also have to be an educational portion for teaching people how to compost, or at least a note about it, because there are certain products that can be composted. That would include typically dairy or any sort of meat products can't go into compost. And that's typically when you think about, like, smelly garbage, that's what you're thinking of, because compost, if done correctly, doesn't smell as bad as the stink that some people think of for compost. So that would be another thing that would have to be considered when moving to compost, and that might be a concern that physical plant or dining services or even residential life might have if there was to be compost. I yield. Senator Concepcion.
I know in Pittman we do have compost bins on the second floor and the floor below. I know we do have like posters above each of the bins which have just like in compost that says like yes or no, like what you can and what you not. So I don't know if that's all the residential home, but no.
Further discussion? Further discussion, Senator Young?
Anybody know how many calls we have for compost bins?
Senator Whitman?
We're formally for compost bins right now. Some people do use the sewer containers, which aren't supposed to, or not the sewer containers, but then drop off the sewer containers at. They're not supposed to, like, include products or manufacturers, but right now, some people are using them to compost, which it gets back to the past and it's sort of doing them. So it's also possible that looking into this, we might just have that bin also there. But once again, this is really and also for dining services, we have people to
All right, further discussion on the charge? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move into a vote. All those in favor of charging health and housing to look into getting composting in dorms, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So charged. Back into new business. Is there further new business? New business? Seeing none. Announcements. Council President Graberano.
One quick announcement or something to give you a heads up. I'll be going to the spring semester. We want to do a spring retreat. So I'm going to first do it and then I'm going to as a way of coming together to build a strategy for the spring how can we do it as a body.
Other announcements? Oh. Advisor Van Hecke.
Yeah, I just want to say, one, I'm sorry that I was late. Two, I'm very excited that you all were able to have a meeting right, so good job. And then three, just, simple reminder that as our community agrees to take care of each other and take care of yourself, that you can have a good
Parliamentarian Edholm.
Just wanted to comment that I wanted someone to make a motion to you one of the votes by that one. None of you did. But that's okay.
Do you have a
little bit of paper? No. But I just wanted it to be.
All right, seeing no other. Senator Wicklund?
Lots of people in the office I work in on campus have been out sick with the flu lately, so I think it's still kind of spreading around campus. So just make sure you're drinking plenty of water, getting healthy, staying healthy. Have a good time.
Further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none, meeting adjourned.
There's nothing to
guys.
Can we impeach for that?
No.